A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, July the 23rd, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the state of women's soccer in the country. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And the live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and on the 15455 shortwave frequency Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day.
We are also on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com, lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa nyaya yenhabvu. Tuda kuona kuti zvakamira sei munyaya yenhabvu, PJ.
Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhangela ukubana inguqu yabomama, ngathi umdlalo wenguqu wabomama ubhekane lenhlupho ezithile. Inhlupho lezi zigoqela ukubana kube leqembu akade kumele liye e-Ivory Coast ngeviki edluleyo, kodwa ke kwehlula ngenxa yokuthi kukuswelakale imali. Yikho ke omama bakhala ngokuthi luyasilela usekelo emdlalweni yabomama kumbe imidlalo yabesifazane eZimbabwe.
And right now we'll go to some of the interviews we had earlier on, where we hear from some of the women that rule football in Zimbabwe.
Madera akanaka. Ini ndinoitwa Miriam Sibanda. Ndini sachigaro weZimbabwe Women Football. Zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka, tingatoti zvakamira manyama mire nerongo chaiwo. Nekuti kufambiswa kwenhabvu yemadzimai hakusi kuitwa muzvakanaka. Zvichiteera kupindira kuri kuitwa neZifa Secretariat, vakati ivo taakumbomiswa basa isusu vatungamiri vakasarudzwa, vakachitsvaga vavo vavaida kushanda navo. Asi zvaratidza kuti hazvisi kuita, nekuti kana vanhu vachinge vapiwa mukana wekusarudza vatungamiri vavo, ndivo ivavo vavanenge vachida kuti vashande navo. Saka mbonga-mbonga yatiri kuona iyoyi maringe nekupindira kuri kuita Zifa Secretariat mumarongerwo nematambirwo anoitwa bhora remadzimai. Saka zvinoda kuti tigare pasi tibvumirane kuti kana vanhu vasarudzwa vasina chavatadza, ngavapiwe mukana wekutungamira bhora kuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka. I would say the state of Zimbabwe women football at the moment is confused and painful, simply because there are people who want to get themselves involved in the running of the league when they are supposed to be supporting and giving advice. And this is mainly the Zifa Secretariat. They suspended myself and two other colleagues on trumped up charges, and they failed to bring us before a disciplinary hearing. And in the process, they have gone and set up a parallel league just to bring fusion. And at the end of the day, what you see happening is the painful development we witnessed on Sunday when our girls failed to travel to Ivory Coast. I think the issue of the Mighty Warriors has been one of the sticking points, because prior to my assuming office, the previous chairperson was allowed to involve herself in preparations for the Mighty Warriors. And when I assumed office, Mashinga Ize has been at pains to say, as an affiliate, I am not allowed to involve myself. And yet the constitution of Zifa and the standing rules are clear that I have that mandate. So there's been this tug of war, and because they have effectively sidelined us, we can say it is the Zifa Secretariat that has been in charge of the Mighty Warriors. And as we all know, their track record is nothing to talk about. Hence, the failure for the girls to travel to Ivory Coast on Sunday.
Zifa nemamiriro economy yenyika haina mali. Inofara kuwana rubatsiro kubva kumakambani nekubva kuhurumende. Takagadzira mabhajeti edu gore rakapera tikawaendesa kuhurumende. Asi hurumende vakatiudzawa kuti nematambudziko arimo muekonomi hatizikwanisa kukubetserai. Isusu nesu kuti hatisinawo mari. Vasikana vakatadzawo kuenda kuIvory Coast kwaye vaifara kuenda. Zvakaitika zvinhu zvinorwadza chaizvo. Vanhukadzi vanhu vakakosha tinofara vabata zvakanaka vaifara kuenda kuIvory Coast vanotamba kurara. Umdlalo wenguku wavafazi ndekatikile elizweni timu yachavo mhama yaimele yeIvory Coast kuta ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali yehluleka ukubatumela Ivory Coast. Sakuhambela kuhulumende sicela uncedo kodwa hayi satyelwa ukuthi hatshi lathi asenelisi ukulincedisa ngenxa yokuthi lathi imali yankona silayo sehluleka ukubatumela omama yeIvory Coast. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu kubo mama yikho sicela uhulumende amakampani ezinye iinhlanganiso ezitshiyetshiyeneyo ukuthi bahlanganise amakhanda bahlanganise le mali ukuze inguqu yabomama iphumelele kuleli lizwe.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the state of sports in the country, in particular women's soccer. What are your views on the issue?
On the background of the country's mighty warriors failing to travel to Ivory Coast Sunday to fulfill an Olympic Games qualifier match due to financial challenges facing Zifa Marvelous.
And PJ, the Zimbabwe Women's Football Chairwoman, Miriam Sibanda, who is currently facing suspension, says there is an urgent need for the Zifa Secretariat to respect those voted into power to represent women in soccer, as the current tug of war within management in Zifa is seriously affecting the sport.
The failure of the mighty Warriors to fulfill their fixture comes at a time when the Warriors were also booted out of the 2018 World Cup participation and draw, which will be conducted in Russia this Saturday.
And PJ, I had the opportunity to actually speak to the Zifa Communications head, who I spoke to earlier on, and this is what he had to say about the situation regarding the Warriors booting out of the 2018 World Cup and also the mighty Warriors.
My name is Tolisani Kwesela. I represent the Zimbabwe Football Association as a communications manager.
Mr. Kwesela, what's the sentiment there in Zimbabwe regarding this decision that has been reached by FIFA that Zimbabwe will not participate in the 2018 World Cup?
As we are aware, the decision of Zimbabwe not to participate was reached in March. Zimbabwe was found guilty by the FIFA Disciplinary Committee of failing to pay former coach Valinos. Yes, Valinos Lears approached the FIFA Disciplinary Committee for Zimbabwe to be suspended from participating in 2018 World Cup qualifiers in Russia. And football is an emotional game, and definitely a number of our fans are very disappointed by this state development.
And also, we saw the mighty Warriors failing to go to Ivory Coast on Sunday. What happened there, and what's the way forward now?
Yeah, we have always made it clear that Zifa is in a financial quagmire. They have failed to secure necessary funding, and the VRA football worldwide thrives on government funding. Successful football nations in Africa, likes of Ghana, Ivory Coast, even our neighbor Zambia, the national teams are doing well with their government support, but they have not been able to secure government support. We presented our budget to government last year, and government was aware of our activities. But we approached them this time. They also made it clear that due to liquidity challenges within the economy, they were also constrained, and we understand that.
So are you going to appeal the FIFA decision? Is there room for Zimbabwe to appeal that decision?
It's already late, my dear sister. It's very unfortunate. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't think it's legally possible for us to do so.
That was the head of communications at Zifa, Kolani Gwesela, speaking to us earlier on. And PJ, we seem to have our guest waiting on the line. We have Malinchiedza Gadzira of the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe, and also Mrs. Miriam Sibanda of the Women's Football Chair. So we have a good pick. But I think we'll start with Chiedza, since we spoke to Mrs. Sibanda earlier on. Tokuchingamidza pachirongwa Chiedza.
Tinotenda makadi enyu.
Aiwa, uri kuinzwa iri mugango iyi. Mbotibatsirawo zvii zviri kuitika iko kuZimbabwe takatarisa nyaya yenhabvu yemadzimai.
Zvinhu zvinosuwisa zvikuru kana takatarisa kuti mamaiti warriors akatadza kuenda kuIvory Coast. Kunyanya takatarisira level of football yemamaiti warriors. Takatarisa even mamaiti warriors ari number 12 muAfrica. They are not a very bad team. Kana takatarisa muAfrica. And kana tichida kuteerera zvekutaurwa nacommunications manager kuti hurumende haina mari, hurumende haikusapota. Ivo vakambotaura here kana kukumbirawo rubatsiro kana kumbonyorawo mapepa nawo kuti tokumbirawo rubatsiro. Even vasikana vacho pavaive vari mukembu, hapana kana rubatsiro rwavaitiwa. Vanenge vachingoti zvisa haina mari, zvisa haina mari. Handisingoti izvo zvinofadza kuti isusu ezenyiki tirambe tichingonzwa maexcuses akadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda misigadzira mumbobata makadaro. PJ timbotora maisibanda. Maisibanda, tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Neruma swera sei.
Aiwa, taswera, regai mbotaura naPJ. Ari kuda kukukwazisai kuti mbotsa.
Kunjani nkosi yasibanda?
Mina ngiyatotova.
Hamfuni kuti ngomisele nyawazi kuti isindebele sakwe nxanye singaneno. Asikhulumeke ngesikhiwa. What are your views? We heard in an earlier interview that there are so many logistics that is hampering you from working together with ZIFA. Can you further elaborate on that?
Well, I think that is true. And if the third bit, I think, like Pierre alluded to, is when fighting at management or secretariat level gets down to affect the players that we are saying we are serving. The issue at play here is we have a secretariat that does not seem to want to confine itself to its core business and wants to meddle in women's football. So for me, when I listen to our communications manager going on about government not sponsoring the sport, I am ashamed, because you cannot expect government to be giving you money and you don't want to account for the money. You don't respect the very government that you want to assist you. You are behaving literally like a small child that just goes to mommy or daddy and says, I want. But you don't take the time to tell them on time what you need. For instance, regarding the Mighty Warriors, I don't remember a time we sat down as a board to agree on which international competitions we were going to participate in, because secretariat is just doing everything on its own. And then when they come out and they are talking in the media, they are passing it off as if it's a collective decision when it's not. So even when they go and approach government, I am the chairperson of women's football. I don't know how much they were asking for and what they were wanting it for. So honestly, how do you think we can take football forward when we as the elected and employed leaders cannot sit down to plan what we want to do?
Tombopindira ipapo maisibanda kuti asi mune ramangwana zvii zvingaitwe kuti zvigadziriswe, nekuti tinonzwa ZIFA inenge iri kutaurawo zvayo. Vashandirwi veZIFA semi muri kutaurawo zvenyu, asi chii chingaitwa kuti payananiswe bhora remadzimai rirambe richienderera mberi?
Chokwadi chaicho ndechekuti taakuda maonero angu inini ndeyekuti musha unonzi ZIFA wauda kutombopuswa. Titange patsva, tipanane mutemo, mwana azive kuti mwana anotanga apa achisvika apa. Vabereki vachizivawo kuti isusu tiri vabereki tinotaura nevana vedu tichidai. Iko zvino zviri kuitika kuzvisa mabirati vange.
Mm-hmm.
Secretariat vanova vashandi vanofanirwa kunge vachitora zvekuita vachibvunza kune maelected leaders akaita sesu. Ndiyo vari kuenda pamberi vachingoita zvavanenge vafunga. Vasingaratidze ruremekedzo nerukudzo kune hurumende. Neivo maplayers acho ari kutamba havana respect. Nekuti ukanzwa nyaya dzandainzwa paweekend kuti vana vanga vari mukembu vaizwa mwati maybe kuma-12. Nozodya sadza remasikati kuma-4 nebhinzi dzisina kuibva. Vazhinji vaitema-tema kuti mudumbu mairwadza vaine ma-stomach cramps. Muzvimbudzi maamusina mapepa ekushandisa kana uchinge wazoenda. Saka zviri kutoda kuti titange pasa tinyatsoronga zvinhu. Tichibudirana pachena kuti inini zvangu zvandinofanirwa kuita ndeizvi. Ndichiita kana ndichinge ndakanganisa ndatadza tichitaurirana tichishanda pamwe chete zviri kuitika iko zvino zvikaramba zvakadaro hapana kwatiri kuenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda mumbobata makadaro maisibanda PJ.
Unkosikazi Sibanda lapha wehlulekile ukuthi angichazisele ngesiNdebele kodwa kungasenani. Ngizathatha leli thuba lokuthi ngichasise akade kukhuluma lapha. Uqale ngokukhalakhala ngokuthi kulokuxokozela okukhona phakathi kwabo njengenhlanganiso e-women's football, yena njengomgcini sihlalo wayo, lalabo abasenhlanganisweni eqondisa umdlalo wenguqu eZimbabwe eyezifa. Wathi kukhanya kungela indlela ebalulekileyo yokusebenza yokuthi omunye lomunye usebenza uphi umsebenzi kubona labo abakhona. Kuyothi ke uMalin Chiedza Gadzira laye ubekhuluma khonoko njalo ukuthi abantwana laba abahambileyo bayalolonga, bahlalile sibile camp kodwa ke bengatholi usekelo olweneleyo, bebengatholi ukudla okweneleyo okuyinto esekelwe njalo ngunkosikazi Sibanda yokuthi abantwana bebetshona ngendlala. Beze besizwa izisu kuba buhlungu. Wambuza ke wena ukuthi yena nakakwenziweni ke kwela kusasa. Unkosikazi Sibanda uthi yena ngawudilizwe lumuzo wezifa, kwakhiwe kutsha, uqalise ukukhethwa iziphathamandla ezintsha ezingasebenzelana labanye bonke abakulomdlalo wenguqu eyabesifazane.
Ha, siyabonga PJ. See, before we take, I think we have a listener on the line, but before we take them, we'll go to our WhatsApp messages because we have a few coming in from our listeners, but read to us by our intern, Rungano Kayo, earlier on. So we'll hear from our listeners what they had to say about the situation at Zifa and women's football.
Sisi Sabina vanoti, komari inoshaikwa sei yekuti vaende kunotamba bora. Ivo vakuru vakuru havasi kutambira mari here. Komaroi vanoti, Zifa yaora. Everyone at Zifa should go. We need former soccer players. Mukoma Eron vanoti, surely people at Zifa knew way back that this team was to play Ivory Coast. But last minute they start sourcing for funds. Vaku boa vanu ava. On the other side, haisi mosha yavo, nyikayaka mira haisi kufamba. Mukoma Desmond vanoti, zvarati za kusaronge kakwela tunga mirive Zifa. Mukoma Joel vanoti, Zifa needs to be serious and ensure that women's soccer is also considered as a flag raiser, not for Zimbabwe alone, but for the whole continent as well.
We heard there the views of some of our listeners just giving us their take through WhatsApp messages that they sent earlier on. But PJ, we have Yeukai, I think, on the line. I would like to take our listener on the line from Mashonaland Central. Hello, Sisi Yeukai.
Hello, how are you?
Aiwa, we are fine. Tell us, what is the situation there in Mashonaland Central like when it comes to women's football?
Well, women's football, as you have just heard,
we have problems, but Kumashona and Central, we are trying our best to give another scan of a Kavi Bora. But financial constraints, you know, the result of the family, as if another issue with the Bora of a time.
Zvimwe zvamuri kuona zvipingaidzo zviri kusangana nevanasikana vanenge vachida kutamba bhora.
As a nation, we are not getting the support that we think we should be getting. Zvifa yacho chaiyo kumusoro is not supporting the girl child. Women's football iri kutotorwa second class citizen in Zimbabwe. Is kuwana the support that is necessary kuti zvinhu zvacho zvifambe. Because kana mari dzinobva kuFIFA dziri kufanha kuti dzicascade down kuti kugrassroots kwacho kuve ndiko kunotangira bhora, hadzisi kucascade down. Therefore, you find kuti mateams anotadza kutravela kuti afufile fixture. Rimwedzenguva bhora chairo rinenge raputika, they can't get another one. So we really are not getting the support that we think we should be getting.
Saka semaonero enyu, pangagadziriswe sei kuti nhabvu yemadzimai iwanikwe ichienderera mberi?
Iri kufunga kwangu kuti bhora ritambike, leadership ndeinofanira kutanga kurongeka. Leadership ikarongeka, vanobetsera nemwoyo wakachena, uyezve bhora rinogona kutambika. But kana vanhu vasiri kunzwisisika kuti zvinhu zvavo zviri kufamba sei, kunyange uya uyo anoda kusponsa anowithdrawa, because haasi kunzwisisa kuti zviri kubva papi zvichienda papi. As we have just seen kuti takatotadza kuenda kuIvory Coast paweekend apa. Saka it's the leadership inoda kuti igadzirisike.
Aiwa, tinotenda amai yeukai chashaya kunge manga muri pachirongwa chedu.
PJ, uyacizelela unkosikazi chashaya kuti umuzi wezifa ukhonoko kukhulunywe unkosikazi Sibanda ukuthi umuzi wezifa kumele udilizwe wakhiwe kutsha, ngoba kukhanya ngani kulo kubandlululo oluthile ikakhulu nxa ekusekeleni inguqu yabesifazane. Okuyinto vele engiyizwileyo langabanye akade ngikhuluma labo singakabuyi kuhlelo, Marvelous, what I'm just saying is that there seems to be some discrimination against women, as she said, Mrs. Chashaya. What are your views? I might bring in Ms. Gadzirai.
Well, in terms of discrimination, this is not a first when you're looking at the way women have been treated. It's only that it looks like it's serious because the women have failed to travel to Ivory Coast. If you look at even the way women have camped, even in the past years, where the national men's team would go to fancy hotels, the Mighty Warriors would be taken to low class and very poor institutions for their camping as well. And coming from a union, I would also still speak on behalf of the girls that their treatment has never really been good coming from the Zita leadership. Again, it just boils down to the issue of the Zita leadership. We might try to go back and say, well, the country's economy is not moving well and all, but look at how many new retail markets are coming into the country, how many supermarkets, how many people are building their businesses within Zimbabwe. There's a lot of investment taking place, and we cannot just hide behind the finger and say, no, Nika, it's Kufamba. It hasn't been fair on women from way back. I've worked with the women and I've visited their soccer teams. We're looking at development of even the own soccer field itself. It hasn't been fair in terms of when you want to compare it to the men's game. But then that crisis of leadership itself is affecting the girl child as a player. Now that, of course, there's going to be a ban or there's going to be some kind of punishment, and it always boils down to the player, and it's always the player who suffers in the end. The players are good. They play because of a talent, and they keep going on well because they're passionate and they're good at their game. But then if we keep having this crisis of leadership, we cannot go anywhere, and we cannot keep having this blame game over and over again.
Muzvare Gadzira, muchiri panhare, zvii zvamuri kuita imi sesangano rinomirira vatambi venhabvu, nyanya takatarisa iyo nhabvu yemadzimai munyika?
Isusu seunion tinonyanyobatsira vatambi kuti mashandiro avo ange achinge akanaka, vanga vachishanda zvakanaka sevatambi vebhora. Asi isusu tinopatinogumira kuti tinongoenda kuma clubs kutaiwa batai vana zvakanaka iwo anongodzoka achingoti aiwa kumusoro uko ndiko kune dambudziko nyangwe isusu even as a young woman myself and I want to encourage young women to play sport it becomes difficult kuti nditi awadi kutambawo bhora nekuti ndee ndichingoona kuti hakunawo zviziko havasi kubhadhara nyange tikatarisa salary chaiyo inotambirwa nemwana anotamba bhora a simple comparison salary yemukomana anogona kuwana $300 a month musikana anogona kuwana $50 vantu mari yekombi or less than that which has always been very unfair.
Aiwa, tinotenda Chiedza Gadzira. PJ, very interesting views there coming from Chiedza, which is also sharing with the views we had from Mrs. Chashaya from Machonaland Central, where she's saying women seem to be discriminated when it comes to sports, especially soccer. And Marlene is just saying that a man who plays soccer can earn up to $300 while a woman gets $50 and money for a cab, for a combi. So, you know, very different views right there. Asi tidenge tasiya maisibanda
kuno munyo sengenele ecingwe nokhona mkosikazi Nxumalo siyakwamukela kuhlela. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Usukhona ecingweni. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Ngiyabona.
Yeah. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lolu olwa Mighty Warriors ayehluleke ukuya emdlalweni wama Olympics qualifier. Wena ke uthini sifuna imbono yakho ngalokho?
Mina kimi kudabukise kakhulu ukuthi abakwanisanga ukuhamba bengingazi themba ukuthi i-government yethu ingakwanisa ukubasponsa ngoba i-sport yinto engasinceda lathi singabe sifazi and I think bekumele ukuthi i-government ingenele izame lapho inganceda khona.
Abanye ngabathi vele kukhanya kulo bandlululo oluthile ngoba nxa kuyukuthi liqembu labesilisa uhulumende uyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi abone ukuthi bagadisiwe loba ubabhemi sibili ukuthi ahambe njengemalawi.
Khona kuziqiniso kakhulu ngoba mina ngombono wami bengifile ukuthi kungama-Warriors kade bengabadingeli imali bekade behambe kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kungabe simanje sokubuye kwaba lama-setbacks amaningi ingazi ukuthi izinto le corporate world ingeke ikwanise nabo-business nabo-business ladies esinabo lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi bekwanise ukusponsa iqembu lethu lihambe liyesinela kwelinye izizwe.
PJ nguva yedu ndiwo inenge yatifambei saka tichambotora maisibanda tingonzwa kuti ivo vanoita basa rekutamba nhabvu madzimai muri kuona vachikwanisa kurarama here munyika mongoti gagaga nguva yedu ina kumira musha
kuti ungaveki pansi ucingo nkosikazi Nxumalo.
Alo maisibanda.
Alo.
Vari kurarama sei vari kutamba mutambo iwoyo wenhabvu madzimai munyika mongoti ga tichadzokazve kwamuri
pane vasikana vatikati vari kukwanisa kurarama ndo vari kutambira maclubs ari mumainstitutions vakaita sana Black Rhinos Queens vanachapungu nemapurisa nekumaprisons nekuti vari kutambira masalaries ndo vari kurarama vari kutambira
maclubs. Mombo bata makadaro musaende zvenyu na Miss Gadzira murambai makabata. Thank you to our guest Mrs. Miriam Sibanda and Miss Marlene Gadzira, who will be migrating with us as we go to the internet. And you can reach us on www.voazimbabwe.com, where we'll be live streaming. Thank you also to our radio listeners. I'm Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye. Stay tuned.
Mina Praxedes Jeremiah Sivalelisana labalaleli bethu abasemsakazweni owe radio. Kodwa ke lingayikhatshana kulabo abangasifinyelela ku web ku internet ku www.voandebele.com.